April 22nd, welcome back to Edgeward, presented by Pinnacle. I'm Zach Phillips, joined here on Monday morning by So Money Sports and Alex B. Smith, and this is the official kickoff of our live show during the NHL playoffs, boys. How are we feeling? How are we feeling after the first weekend?
Good. I feel great. It's been it was a great night. That win meant a lot. I'm sure we're going to touch into why exactly that win meant so much for the playoff run that we're about to go on.
Alex, how was your viewing experience this weekend?
Oh, fantastic. First six games were just absolutely electric. The betting was good. Just as a hockey fan, I mean, just seeing the contrast of styles in games where we saw absolute pandemonium with Winnipeg and Colorado, but then we saw good solid defensive hockey with the Isles and Hurricanes on Saturday, Florida and Tampa Bay delivered early on yesterday on Sunday. So just so far, so good through the first six games.
Well, So Money, let's not wait until the end of the show. We're going to give out our best bets. We'll break into we'll break down the games, talk about where the lines are currently sitting at. There's obviously four NHL games ahead of us here tonight. Two series, already two teams down, 1-0. We got two series that are going to be kicking off tonight. And before we can get into any of that, I do want to let people know that here for the playoffs, if you're not already signed up, you should be signed up at the Pinnacle Sportsbook. Pinnacle is the world's sharpest sportsbook and is now available in Ontario. You can find out what professional bettors have known for decades is that Pinnacle is where the best bettors play. You must be 19 plus in Ontario. Please play responsibly. Not available in the U.S. So make sure to check out Pinnacle Sportsbook. We appreciate them for sponsoring us here during the playoff run. So Money, last night when I was watching that game, the Canucks game, the energy in the building was insane. You could feel it coming through the TV. I'm sitting in my living room. I was envious of the fact that I don't get to experience fandom like that, or like the noise like that, but just based on, you know, turn it up a couple degrees. What was it like getting that first playoff game in 9 years back in Vancouver under the belt? And not only that, but a victory at home.
Yeah, that was 9 years of pent up energy in the building, right? And it was amazing. You hear the comments from the players after the game, right? Like, you have a guy like JT Miller who shows a different kind of emotion when he's on the ice, right? He's sitting there after the game saying that he felt emotional, right? Like it was one of the biggest moments of his life, right? Rick Tocchet talked about it. Dakota Joshua talked about it. It matters, right? And it was just very special, right? Like there was 9 years of this, right? So yeah, it means a lot. I think it means a lot. It was very special last night.
It was cool to see. It was cool to see the environment, the atmosphere. One of my good friends for a long time, he lives in Vancouver. He's from Vancouver out there. He called me after the first period and was like, this is nuts. Like the energy in the city, he was saying, just the people, the vibe, the buzz that was going on all day leading up to the game. It seemed pretty cool. And then during the game there, you know, called me between periods and I told him, I was like, this thing is going, Vancouver is winning this one. There's no way they leave this building tonight with that energy, that noise in there, without a victory. Alex, were there any games this weekend that kind of stood out to you, or any main takeaways that you had about what went on through the first couple?
Yeah, well, I mean, that, like you said, that game, that was huge for Vancouver. And when you have teams that go through those droughts and they get back at home and have, like I said, that kind of energy just kind of bottles up and overflows a bit. And you obviously want that to go in your way with a win like it did for Vancouver, but you have to kind of worry about, okay, the emotional levels, keeping that balance, going back to game two, realize, all right, this is one game, but now we got to keep this thing rolling, keeping that's the biggest thing about going from game one to game two in any series. But that was a fun one to watch, and one that I'm certainly happy about as someone who has Vancouver futures. You know, that's a great start for them. Demko making that huge save early in the game. And I think that really kind of turned the tide, honestly. That's the thing about the playoffs. We you know, look at, obviously, pinpoint plays throughout the season in any game, but those plays elevate so much more when you make that big save, those tape-to-tape passes. Those highlights mean a little bit more in the playoffs. And so that's a thing that you can ride with momentum wise, especially with betting, especially if you're live betting different things. So that was one of the big takeaways, just that game and seeing how the momentum of home ice and the momentum of having a big player, big save can just really kind of change or push the course of the game.
All right, let's get into the games here today. We got four ahead of us, two series that have already started, two that are getting underway here tonight. And we'll start it with the 7 o'clock game starting in Boston, where the Bruins will take on the Maple Leafs for game two of that series. Boston obviously up 1-0 here now, having defeated the Leafs on Saturday night, 5-1. We see the Bruins -132, best price available, +120 on the other side now for the Maple Leafs. This morning, if you were to get up early and checked, you would have seen that number out at like +127, +128 on the Leafs. And now we're currently sitting at a total of 5.5 all the way across the board in this one. So, Money, what are your thoughts on where the total's currently at, where the price is, and if we're going to continue to see movement throughout the day here?
I think we need to know Nylander's status, right? This was where we're sitting right now. This is where the line was before Nylander was confirmed out last game, and we saw that number jump for Boston, right? So I think we need to wait. I didn't think the Leafs played that poorly. They started the game off well. Boston, like they're apt to do, right? They took advantage of their chances, right? So I do like Toronto here at the number, but we do need to wait. We do need to wait on Nylander's status. I can't do anything without knowing if he's gonna be in or out.
Yeah, there are some unknowns there. I think some of it would come to goaltending as well for the Leafs. That's another thing that people in Toronto at least kind of feel it may go to Joseph Woll, but not confirmed. Alex, is this one that you're just going to be waiting on news throughout the day as well? Nothing you can really do here right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, for question marks, a goal for both teams. And then we add in the Nylander status as well. This is one you definitely would have to kind of wait for. I do expect a kind of maybe slower start to the game based on what we saw from game one with kind of Boston, taking the pace and control early. Toronto's going to want to try and probably slow things down a little bit and kind of get the momentum back on their side. Like I said, that's the thing about being on the road. We want to try not only take the team, but take the crowd out of it as well. So maybe a little bit slower pace start to this contest. But yeah, definitely would wait and see what the lineups are before making any plays here.
All right, so nothing in Toronto, Boston there, but three more games to take a look at as well. If you guys have questions in the chat, please send them. So Money, you still drunk from last night? Was there a celebration going on in the So Money household?
Look at that thumbnail. That's awesome. And I don't know who this No Money guy is, man. It was a very good weekend.
All right, let's keep it moving. We got a couple more games here to take a look at. Next up, the Hurricanes hosting the New York Islanders in the second game of their series. Carolina wins that first one there, 3-1 against the Islanders. Now we see the Canes -225. We see the Islanders +207 on the other side. And yet again, another game with a total of 5.5. This time we see some plus money to the over on the 5.5. Alex, thoughts on where this series is at, what happened in game one, and if there's any different approaches you'd take here in game two?
Well, I do have an exact series bet in this in the series. So things went well according to plan. I thought Carolina would win game one, but it was a close battle. Frederik Andersen made some big saves. He's been just absolutely dynamite since he came back from the injury and just rolling strong. And he's definitely going to be a guy. If you like Carolina futures-wise, maybe take a shot with him grabbing a price for him to win the Conn Smythe. He will be the catalyst above all for them if they make it that far. But I like the Owls in game two here, and I grabbed them yesterday +215. He said we've seen a little bit of money come in where that's kind of knocked down, seeing it's in the 200 to 195 range. So people kind of feeling the same way. I think this has a bit of a zigzag feel to the series. The Owls, they're a competitive team. Like I said, try to slow things down. They're not going to create a whole lot of offensive chances themselves, but they got to try to at least keep pace with Carolina. I think this will be kind of a lower and slower game than what we even saw from game one, which kind of just like I said, was mostly a slower pace. I think the Owls find a way to get the job done here, and I think at a 2-1 price, definitely worth taking a shot with the Owls.
Okay, so we can grab plus 207 here, best price available on the Islanders. We'll lock that in. First official play of the day, first official play of the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs here on the Daily Live Show. So, Money, anything else to add to this game?
Not really. I think so. Both of these teams obviously profile as under 5.5 teams, and playing against each other, they definitely profile as under 5.5 teams with their styles against each other. The problem is that everybody knows that these two teams are under 5.5 teams, and that's why you're seeing it. You're seeing the juiced under on the 5.5. So, unlike the Toronto Blue Jays Kansas City over 9, which still has some value there, there's no value, in my opinion, on this Islanders Carolina under 5.5.
The baseball drops, they're just coming in sneaky for the people in the chat. Make sure to pick up on those as they go along. But okay, nothing there in terms of this total as of right now. So one official bet. We'll recap it all at the very end of the show. If you are interested or wondering what's happened, what the bets are that we've given out on a daily basis, if you're wondering how we've done through the playoffs, how we did this season, you can head over to the BetStamp app, find us in the Find Better section as Edgework HQ. You break it down any way you want, and you can find all different analysis tools to see how we've done so far this season. Moving on to the third game of the night here, we got the Dallas Stars hosting the Vegas Golden Knights to kick off their series. The Stars -135, Vegas +124. And going into this one, when we put out our series previews, which you should watch if you haven't already, because there's still actionable info in a lot of them, whether it was how the series might play out, if it was Alex talking about how he's going to play this one, these series game by game, if it was different individual player props that could be taken advantage of, you're going to want to check those series previews. But everyone was high on Dallas. Everyone seemed to be heavy on Dallas, betting it in many different ways when it came to the Stars, including yourself, So Money, talking about, I believe this is the one you had the 4-0 sweep for the Dallas Stars in. What are your thoughts ahead of game one, where we're currently seeing this number?
I did bet the Stars in game one. The problem is that the number's gotten away now, right? I can't with good conscience recommend a play in the mid -130s at this point, right? So I do like the Stars. If it dips below -130, for whatever reason, I would recommend it at that point. The total is a little bit tricky because I don't necessarily think that both of these teams matched up together profile as as under 5.5 teams. But it's the playoffs. It's game one. I kind of want to see how these teams come out first against each other. So for that reason, I won't bet the over, even though I am getting a slight edge on the over. But we'll be cheering for the Stars. I do have a play on the Stars to sweep this series. Just waiting for them to lose the first game, and I know I'm really going to get it. But yeah, so I bet the Stars game one, like the over, but I can't get there. And we need the Stars to dip under -130 again.
Okay, so nothing there for So Money. Alex, is there anything for you in this game here tonight as we get ready to kick off this series?
Yeah, when I first saw this game line open, it was like I said, 130, and it was pretty much quickly gone. So I like Dallas to win the series. So what I did was I bet Dallas to win game one and Dallas to win the series and got +145 out of that. Now, obviously, that's only something you take if you feel Dallas is going to win the series. But that's the way I just kind of approached it. I don't think it's going to be a sweep, to be honest. I think Vegas being the defending cup champions, the fact that this is a rematch of a series last year, I think we're going to see a good back and forth battle. And as far as the total goes, it's definitely one I would be looking at betting live. Like I said, you know, these two teams do trend as over teams, but I think we could see this kind of being a slower pace start, and maybe we can try and grab something at a 4.5 or even a 3.5. And this could be one of those, definitely going to be a series where coaches are going to make adjustments between periods. We could definitely see this series being one where a first period looks completely dead in the water, just slow, meticulous hockey, and then all of a sudden the floodgates open up and it looks like pond hockey in the second period or third period. So this will definitely be one to kind of adjust and wait for a lot.
All right, there you go. One more game on the schedule here tonight, and that would be the Edmonton Oilers hosting the LA Kings to kick off their series. We see the Oilers right now -166 in game one, best price available, +155 on the Kings the other side there. Some varying numbers in terms of the total. We're seeing 5.5s. Those are moving towards the sixes on the over, it looks like right now. We're seeing -130, 35s, 40 on some different books. Make sure to shop around. We see some plus money on the over sixes as of right now. And Pinnacle plus money over six, +103, best price in market. Alex, thoughts on this game? Anything you would want to do here ahead of game one? Anything you would still recommend a series in this one? Like, what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, so I kind of split this up. I have three different plays that I like here. I like the Kings to win game one. I took that at +140, but I also like the Oilers to win the series. So I did the split of Kings win game one, Oilers win series, grab that at +390. And I also like the draw here in this one at +370. This is definitely one of those kind of series we've seen the last couple of years, but more so last year, where early in the series between these two teams, you had three of the four games go to pass regulation, really kind of a tight battle. And I think the Kings, this is a spot for them where they have to, like I said, be able to just try and slow down Edmonton's offense. They're not going to be able to just keep pace back and forth. They let Edmonton get off to a fast start. This game could get completely out of hand. We know how talented this Edmonton team is, the deepest Edmonton team we've seen in the playoffs thus far, where LA's has been kind of flip-flopped all over the place in throughout the season. But I think their identity is going to be more of trying to control the puck possession, disrupt the passing and timing of Edmonton. I think that's going to be their biggest key. I think they're able to find a way to do that. And like I said, if this game gets to OT, having +140 in pocket with this isn't a bad look. So that's the reason why I took the dog there. But I also like the draw a little bit more.
Okay, so the draw +339 there. We can find best price right now on BetStamp. You can find that at Pinnacle. We'll grab that for tonight's game. Another best bet to add to the card. So money, anything else here to add?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just seeing why Toronto took money right now.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, so I do okay. I do have a play. I have a play on the under in this game. I played it at six, like it up to -122 at the six. Alex touched on it in the sense of what LA needs to do to slow down the Oilers, and they have proven that they are able to do that as well. So, and I think that Edmonton have realized going forward, and we saw this kind of last year, and after they got off to their poor start, that it does need to start as much offensive talent as Edmonton has. They do need to play a strong defensive game. So I think that this one is going to be tighter. Both these teams obviously know each other very well. LA knows kind of what to do to slow down Edmonton. Whether they can do it or not, that's a different story. But the strategy for both teams will be there to kind of slow this game down. So I did play the under. I don't think we will see sixes in this series going forward. Yes, we could see Oilers at a 5.5. But let's see if we get there. So under six, I'm good with that. And I like that up to -122.
Okay, so we grab a -115 there on the under six. There's a lot of -120s out there as well that you can get on the under six in this game. So two bets that we added, three bets total on the day. Before we get out of here, before we recap everything, Alex, is there one game in particular you're looking forward to tonight, just from a viewing perspective?
Vegas and Dallas. I mean, the way that series ended with the Western Conference Final last year, I think we're going to definitely see maybe a little bit of the animosity kind of trickle over. It shouldn't be anything too crazy, but definitely should be seeing some electricity there in Dallas for game one, so definitely looking forward to that.
So money. Unfortunately, I'm not going to let you pick – the Vancouver Canucks game number two as a game you're looking forward to. So anything for yourself tonight that you're going to be watching TV for?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to more of the parades in Surrey with the Canucks. I'm interested in the New York Carolina game, the Isles and the Hurricanes, because I think that game one, for the most part, the Islanders did everything that they needed to do. They had that missed chance, and then a few minutes later, Carolina went back in and scored the 2-1 goal. So I'm interested to see how long the Isles can keep this up. So that's the game that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, you got the Leafs game, which I'm sure you're looking forward to as well. So all four games are all intriguing in their own respect. So yeah, it's these matchups are great. I love how and Alex touched on this, like the contrasting styles of a lot of these teams. So it'll be another fun night, and then tomorrow night we'll do it all over again.
No, the best nights, the most fun nights, are the nights that I don't have to watch the Leafs so many. Last night was incredible. Sure. I got to watch a bunch of good hockey. I got to watch the Canucks game, feel that energy. And tonight I'm going to be miserable again. Regardless of how it goes, I'm going to be miserable for an hour and a half, two and a half hours of viewing time. It is what it is. But the second the puck drops, I'm going to be right back in.
Yeah, you got to watch a real team that has finally figured out that they don't need to that they don't need to be running around and
let's get the show over with. Let's finish the show. All right, we got three best bets for today's games. If you haven't already, make sure to check us out in the BetStamp app. Find Better section as Edgework HQ. You can see all the picks that we've given out, dating back to even last year. See our records. See what we're betting on. What times we're betting on them. What books we're betting at, if that's something you're interested in. But as for today's three best bets, we're going to take a look at the New York Islanders money line plus 207 there against the Carolina Hurricanes to even that series up in game, as they go to game two here tonight in Carolina. We're going to go the Kings Oilers under six minus 115, as well as the regulation time draw plus 339 in the Kings Oilers game. So going to overtime and keep it low scoring in game one of the Kings Oilers game there. That'll do it for today's show. Those are our best bets. Charles saying in the chat, if the Leafs win tonight, will you be Leaf again, Zach? Charles, as soon as I finished the show with a post-game show on Saturday night, I went to bed. I woke up on Sunday morning. I started to believe again. So it's a cycle. It goes over and over and over again. But yeah, I'm back in. Gentlemen, thank you for doing this here today. We appreciate you taking the time, helping us break these down. To everyone in the chat, thank you for watching, participating, commenting. If you're listening on podcasts, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. It helps us get out there. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time for more picks and previews. Enjoy the games tonight, and good luck on your bets.